And 7:49 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic. Let's go back to the traffic center. Here's Heather Kelly.
Well, we don't have any problems on the major freeways around the Salt Lake Valley, but your city streets now have some issues. State Street right now is shut down. It's closed as you're heading south at 1100 South. That's due to an apartment building that was on fire, and you've got all the fire trucks out there blocking all the lanes, so you'll be rerouted there. And then we're getting word that the train arms are stuck at Redwood Road and 2200, or between 2200 West and 2700 West. And that's the Red Line Tracks train. But that's very far away from where the freight train derailed. So we've got some problems on the west side of the valley causing a few delays. Eric Butler.
Bangor Highway is starting to get a little bit slow northbound and southbound just south of the 201 Highway. Down in Utah County, no problems right now. I-15 northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Len Thomas.
As you make your way through Davis County, really see no traffic problems on the main thoroughfares. I-15 rolling well through Farmington and Centerville. Still about 30 to 35 minutes Ogden all the way into the Salt Lake City area. You've got a little bit of tight traffic in Centerville right there on Main Street as you make your way. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag sale headquarters located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.